Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We are down to 21 men. Some of these guys are still very much split on Gabby versus Rachel. Some have chosen a lane, like Eric with the mullet. He wants Gabby. He's made that very clear. But there's a lot of guys like that are still kind of like not sure yet. Which I get. Most of them for two seconds. So.
And most of the gimmick guys are not sure, I would say. So the guys with zero intentions on any sort of marriage or long-term relationship are still torn about who they want to date. Oh, wow.
Right.
How could you guess?
Shocking. Okay. So Gabby and Rachel, they're drinking coffee on the balcony. They're talking about how they really need clarity this week, particularly on a lot of the middle of the road guys. And they want to like make a stand. Like they need to like communicate this to the guys. This is their journey. Motherfuckers, get your shit together. This is the week to choose one of us. Like they are like starting to bring that energy because it's like frustrating when you have like all these guys who are like kind of blowing through the wind and no one's really like coming for you. Now Jesse comes in to talk to the guys and lets them know there are 2 one-on-one dates and 1 massive group date. Massive meaning 19 people.
19.
Just why even do that?
Oh my god.
Anyways, he drops off a date card for Rachel, and it is for Zach, the werewolf. And so Rachel and Zach, they meet up. She got on this dress looking like Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh my gosh, she does look like Velma.
Terrible. Straight up. It's like a Halloween costume they put her in.
I see the white platforms. I see it. Oh, no.
Terrible.
The thing is, though, what I love so much, her shape looks so beautiful in this silhouette of a shirt dress. Like, I love that. It's the pattern, though. This pattern was not it.
It's looking like 17 or 70s cartoon.
70s. Is what it's looking like. Yeah. Not inspired. It looks like Party City. Oh, damn.
Party City in a plastic Ziploc bag.
From the Halloween store that comes right down November 2nd. Yes. Yep. Oh, man.
Horrible. Oof. Damn. Anyways, Rachel got that on and Zach rolls up to meet her. They kiss, they're all, you know, lovey-dovey. They turn the corner, and it's Karamo.
Karamo. He must show. He must watch this, because why would he ever do this?
Was he on the episode before? Why do I feel like he came before? He was, right?
Yep, he was. Damn. I forget whose season, though, he was on. But he was definitely on another time.
He was, yes. Okay. Shout out to Karamo, who everyone knows him from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I know Karamo from Real World.
The Real World. Bitch.
Yep. Absolutely. He put on the map, like, how you cannot look gay. There's no way to look gay.
Yep.
And I just, iconic, just an iconic moment on the episode when he basically told the guys he was gay and they were all like, mouth on the floor.
What?
Yeah. It's brought a lot of conversation during that time. Anyways, so Karamo, I don't really know what his purpose is on this date, but just to hang out with them, I guess.
Either. I was like, I love this job for him. He's just like, oh my God, Rachel's so great. Wow, Zach, you really think she's great too? Oh my God, great guys. See you at the premiere. And that's it. That's the only thing he has to do.
Collect the check.
I love seeing a black man in this position.
Just doing the bare minimum and getting money. Love it. So, yeah, he lets them know he's got them tickets to this movie premiere, and he's basically just hanging out with them for the day. Meanwhile, back at Bachelor Mansion, Gabby rolls up. She wants to spend some time with the guys, which I love that they kind of just...
Love this, too.
No rules, just go in, talk with the guys, do what you need to do. There's mad people here, we understand that.
There's too many people,
There's too many people. I'm glad they kind of just, like, opened that up. Go hang out, whatever. So she, again, she's on the hunt to find out which guy's here for her, which is not. And she rolls up on the guys. They're kind of just like hanging out and they're playing football. She joins them in the game, but is also like, okay, this is cute, but is anybody going to pull me aside to talk? Is anybody notice I'm gonna...
Or are you guys just playing football and now that's the game?
And that's that. Yeah. I don't understand these guys. It's like they've never hung out with another guy before. They just are so hyped to hang out with each other.
I know. They're so into it. I don't understand what happens to them. Because this happened to Michelle on her one of her group dates. She was like, nobody came up to me. Y'all ain't shit. And I'm not giving out this rose. And this happened again. This same episode. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
I don't understand.
Not me either.
So no one's taking initiative. She's just kind of moseying around and like she just really feels like her expectations. She came in with high expectations. It's just me. I'm going to hang up the guys, whatever. And then just completely let down. So she goes home feeling very disappointed. She's crying her confessional. She's just like very scared about this process, if it's going to work. We're like 3 days in and she's already feeling this like downfalling.
Right.
But anyways, date card arrives later for Gabby's one-on-one date, and it's for Eric. Now, back with Rachel and Zach, they are getting pedicures with Karamo, just, you know, hanging, doing absolutely nothing. Karamo's just like asking them how's the date going, Zach? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of sharing how he's there for Rachel. He makes it very clear, like, he's one of the guys that, like, very much knows what he wants, and it's Rachel. So they go and try on some red carpet outfits. They head to this premiere for this movie called Me and You, which it's we learn quickly is not real, and it's just this fake, like, red carpet paparazzi thing set up for them.
I don't understand this date at all.
I don't
know. This is quite anxiety inducing. I don't understand how this is positive or fun.
I'm also mad because I thought I was going to a real motherfucking movie premiere. Like, I was ready to go fangirl out on celebrities because I ain't nobody. Right. And then I show up and it's just us. Like, what? I wanted to be taking pictures of my little selfies with people too. Like,
with someone.
But okay. So yeah, they get the little paparazzi treatment and they head inside into the theater and Karamo left them a little note. I hope this is the beginning of your love story. Enjoy the movie. And the curtains go up. There's this guy playing piano, big screen, and it starts playing pictures of Rachel when she's a kid and like old footage when she's a baby. And then they do the same for Zach, little like home footage. And even a little video message from Zach's mom. And, you know,
that was so nice.
That was nice. Crying and all of that. Very random date. Like, I don't know what, from Karamo to the pedicures.
This was thrown together. Okay.
Thrown together. Man. It was a little glam. It was a little romantic. It was a bit low budget and personal, like all over the place. But yeah. I think an effective date in the end.
I think so too. I do not understand at all the first half because even what they were wearing was really not that great. But then when they got to the theater, that was so nice. All those home videos and shit. And it's so much nicer than them. Do you remember when Peter had to go to a wedding and he was like, Madison, you're coming with me as my date?
Oh my God, yes.
Like that is too much. Fucking crazy. And he met the entire family. And
entire family. Oh my God, stupid. That was wild. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, but this is a much better like personal touch that they can insert without subjecting an entire family to meeting someone who may or may not be there by the next hour. So
national reality show. Exactly.
Yeah.
God. But yeah, it was cute. So they, of course, they kind of opened up conversation about their families and lives, and Zach talked about how he's really, his dad wasn't in the video, but talked about how he's like very close with his dad, and he shared like his dad always wanted to be a pilot and like really loves airplanes. So when he was a kid, they'd go sit to, they would go drive to airports and sit and watch the planes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rachel's like, oh my God, I did that too.
Oh my God. I was like, in that moment.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
They literally were like, we're soulmates.
Soulmates.
And I was at home and I was like, are they dead ass right now? I was like, are they serious?
Yes.
And I'm at home thinking, I'm like, my mom did that same shit. I'm like,
she did?
So is my mom and Zach going to be soulmates now? Like, what? That was so ridiculous. That was so such a ridiculous. Classic bachelor connection moment. These very two 25-year-olds are like,
yes,
you did that. Two when you were little. Me too. Oh my God. And then they just start making out crazy.
Making out. They are destined to be. They're going to hold on to that moment till the end. We will see Zach at the finals. Like, yep. Absolutely. Oh my God. It was cute though. It was a cute moment because that is like.
It was.
Everybody, you've had that moment. If you're like in a relationship with somebody
yes.
that you like love, there was a moment where it's like, oh my God, what? And you're like, we're meant to be. And it's like this
totally
nonsensical totally. Thing. That
oh my
does.
God. Aw. Yeah. Yeah, remembering mine with Crunch now. That was nice.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. We had
what was yours?
When I was little, I went to a really, really tiny, tiny church. And so Sunday school was really small. And so sometimes I didn't go to Sunday school. Sometimes I would just stay up there with the adults because I would be reading and I would read the book of Esther over and over and over and over again. Mm. And I just read it because I was going to, was I in all-girls school at the time? No, but I was raised by an all-girls school woman and her mother was too. So I don't know. Mm. I was used to like queen shit, you know?
Yeah.
And Crunch said that was the book that he used to read in the Bible too when he would stay up and not go to Sunday school. He would read Esther.
Dang. So, oh, that is very specific.
Right? Aww. I know.
And he's your soulmate. Look at that.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my I love God.
This. Do you and Nate have that? Oh, wait. I think I know yours, but tell it.
Do you? I was, as you were telling yours, I was trying to think of mine. I mean, we oddly really love Dorson and are like
very connected
to the nonprofit that I run.
No.
I don't. That kind of progressed over time. I'm talking like a moment that we. What are you thinking?
I think I have one. I think it's when you said that you were going to see Alan Stone, and he was like, "What? Alan Stone's going to be in concert? I love Alan Stone.
Oh my God! Yes.
I think that was
on
it.
Our
right?
First date. Yes. First date. Great one. That was our first date. He asked me what kind of music you listen to.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I mean, I listen to everything, but the last concert I went to was Alan Stone. He was like, like literally his eyes blew open, mouth on
the floor.
He's like, I love Alan Stone. I was like, well, he was in Brooklyn last week. You missed it. And then we started talking about music and I was name dropping like Tom Misch, Jordan Rakai. And he just was like picking up
and
all
he knew everybody.
That, and he knew everybody. Yeah. And that definitely secured the second date, I will say.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thanks for remembering that. I sure should.
No problem. This is why I get so crazy during them games. Girl, I get crazy.
I know.
I'd be like, I remember the first time. Like, oh my God.
Y'all, Justine was really doing something during the bridal shower. She came through. She really came through. You and Eloise. Eloise, both of you guys won, right? Yeah. Both of you guys won one of the games. Y'all really came through. Like, wow, we know a lot. Okay, anyways, back to Zach and Rachel.
Zach and Rachel, sorry.
So yeah, they're falling in love. Zach is basically crying his confessional, talking about how he's falling for her. This is so real, guys. Like, you guys don't know. Like, he's really found his wife.
Oh, I do know Zach. That's okay.
I know. Bless him. So yeah, they dance, they kiss, she gives him the date rose, obviously.
Blah, blah, blah.
Zach seems nice to me. He seems very boring and very stiff.
Rachel might see the security in that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
she might like that because Tony too is also boring and stiff. So she might like that. Her father.
Oh, her dad. Okay, yeah, she might see that. Yeah, there's like a stiffness too to her. Mm-hmm. Her dad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, nice enough. Sure.
Yeah.
Now, time for Gabby's date.
And real quick, this is going to be a frame-by-frame moment.
Oh.
I would like to give my invite to the cookout to the styling team down to the Bachelor.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Gabby was wearing the kind of white heel, the only kind of white heel that is acceptable.
What was she wearing? I don't know if
she was wearing a like wraparound strappy platform white heel. It was very summery. It was very stylish. It could go in any color. And she was wearing it with a light wash jean, which is the one of the ways, one of the combos that you can do with a white heel. And y'all know how I feel. And Natasha, you feel this way too.
Yeah.
About a white heel, especially a white pump. Get it out of here.
A white pump. A white heel in general is very, very hard to do well, and it doesn't look cheap and straight from Easy Pickings. It's just really hard.
Not Easy Pickings.
Yeah. It could be a fucking Balenciaga shoe. It's white. It's something about it going to look cheap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice. I missed that.
That's my invite to the cookout goes to. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, Miss Gabby, she shows up at the house and Eric's date card said 3's a crowd. So it's like, who is this third person? What's it going to be? And it's her grandpa.
I know. They brought in grandpa. I thought they were going to bring the dog. But they brought in Grandpa.
Oh, okay. The Grandpa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Nate is shook because Nate is in love with Gabby.
I know. Yeah,
he just had a great day. He's like, fuck, Grandpa Joe's here. God damn it.
God.
Which is, that's hard. That's real hard.
Yeah. You, oh, yeah.
Bringing the family for only one person. Like, usually mm-hmm. that person makes it pretty far.
Far. Yep.
Right? I wonder, Bachelor Data, Susanna should do this for her, for Instagram. Any episode where a family member has come on a one-on-one date yeah. where that person has gone. They usually mm-hmm. make it very, very far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, email 2buckgirls1rose@gmail.com. I'm missing somebody. Yeah. Just, like, was a dud. But so yeah, that pretty much secured Eric being around forever.
One. Who? Hannah.
Who's that?
Hannah Brown.
Hannah. Who'd she meet?
She met Colton's family and got eliminated that day.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She did. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, she was... She had no words back then.
She had absolutely no words at all, and he was confused. So
he was a homosexual. So he,
and he was an asshole too. I maintain that he's
and he was an asshole. Like, I mean, yeah, Colton fucking sucks. But
yeah, he sucks. But still, yeah, he's also that's the only one I can think of. Though otherwise, that pattern absolutely that you are saying absolutely does carry with everybody else. Yeah,
she won in another way. She was named the next.
She sure
winner.
Did. So she sure did win. Yep.
So there's that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Grandpa, Eric, and Gabby, they ride off in this little Jeep. Grandpa's so cute. Mm-hmm. He's making all these jokes with Eric about, oh, you're in Santa Monica now? What do the chicks look like out there? Just, mm-hmm. you know, he's that cool, the cool gramps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they head to some like spiritual healing place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, again, quintessential bachelor date. They do like a sound cleansing.
Ooh, sound baths.
A sound bath. Ooh, yes.
You ever done one of these?
I don't think so. I've been to yoga where they like played the, you know, the
oh, they do them? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been to a yoga class where they did that. Is that a sound bath?
Like, technically, I think so.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Not in this way where it's like you're there just for that though.
Okay. Yeah. Were you doing that in the yoga class in Shavasana, or you were just doing that and they were doing it in the back?
I want to say it was in Shavasana, so yeah, at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's sound bath. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, my God. The sleep? The sleep. Woo!
Yeah. Gabby seemed like she does this, so she was all...
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's had a lot of wellness practices. She's been through a lot of things.
She's been through a lot of things.
A lot of wellness practices.
Tried a lot of different healing techniques, it seems.
Yep, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So they, do the little sound bath, and it's like an intention-setting ceremony as well. She mm-hmm. sets her intention of wanting to move forward in the process with confidence, despite all of her fears. Eric, he wants to set the intention of being present and in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa Joe took a nice little nap. Just,
I mean, up on some it's Z's. Me, okay? Because, whoo! It's so nice in there. There's blankets.
It was really nice.
Lay down.
It's white and plush.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.